This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The woman known as the Ketamine Queen has been sentenced to 15 years in jail. This is following selling the lethal dose of ketamine to Matthew Perry. Terry Sheridan, news director with WSHU Public Radio, joins us now. Terry, is it a particularly long sentence given the celebrity nature of her client?
The answer is yes and no. It was yes the one way, because the defense or her attorneys, Jasmine Sanger's attorneys, argued for just time served. She's been in jail since 2024. However, she was facing 65 years in prison on 5 federal drug counts. So, yes, it's a lot less than 65, but it's a lot more than what she was hoping to get.
And Matthew Perry's mother was one of those who was calling for the longest sentence possible.
Right. And mother and his stepmother as well were calling for the maximum sentence so that she could not do this again to other families, to have other families go through what they went through, because she ran basically an operation out of her apartment. It was supposedly, in inverted commas, high class, in which she would supply the drugs to high class or powerful clients.
And she didn't sell directly to Matthew Perry, as I understand it. There were also go-betweens who were prosecuted.
Yeah, there was basically Matthew Perry's assistant went through a friend to get in touch with her and bought approximately, 50 vials of ketamine, one of which was the fatal injection that killed Perry.
Is there much in a way of a precedent that's set by this? Because presumably compared to normal drug cases, the only lesson that anybody will learn from this is don't sell drugs to famous people at the risk that you might end up in the same situation that she was.
It could be, but on the other hand, too, you know, if you look at low-level dealers, you know, who sell fatal amounts of drugs, opiates, which are a scourge here in the States, they do get, if they get caught, you know, approximately 15, 20 years, maybe they'll serve 10, but they do go behind bars. So on the one hand, you know, either don't sell to the very rich and very powerful, or don't get caught selling to, you know, a bunch of other, you know, lower class people who will, you know, die on the streets instead of in their jacuzzi.
Terry, thank you very much. Terry Sheridan there, news director with WSHU Public Radio.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.